Dude, Penn Jillette, we were talking about you last week after the show. We're all kind of hanging around in Patrick's office, our producer's office, because we're all fat and we're tired of it and we're ready to do something. And then Patrick's like, well, you know, Penn Jillette's coming on. He lost a ton of weight. And we're like, how did he do it? And so he goes into this whole story that I hope that you'll tell us, because I'm sure you'll tell it better than he did.
About the potato thing?
About the whole potato thing. By the way, good morning. Welcome to the show, bro. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you.
I was
wicked fat. I'm 6'7", but I was still over 330 pounds. And I had very bad high blood pressure. I didn't feel good. And also I have two young children. I wanted to be around a little longer for them. And the doctors wanted to do a stomach sleeve, do actual surgery to get me to lose weight. And a friend of mine who's a scientist at NASA, Ray Cronice, a buddy of mine for years, took me on the Vomit Comet, got me weightless. I had been going through this program, put people through this program, a few hundred, very intense program to lose weight, and started telling me things that were very, very counterintuitive to me, like the faster you lose weight, the longer you keep it off. And I said to him, can you help me lose this weight? And he said, sure. And I said, you know, can we do it easily? He said, no, it's going to be really hard. And I realized at that point that not only am I not good at moderation, but I don't respect moderation. If you are good at moderation, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy as that.
Yes.
I like things to be wild and intense. And that's what this diet was. I lost 0.9 pounds a day. It's like about 6 pounds a week.
Wow.
So I lost all this weight in about 4 months. And when you say potatoes, it's a little more complicated than that. For the first 2 weeks, I did what's called a mono diet. And a mono diet means you just eat one thing. And it could be any whole plant. It could be corn. It could be beans. But I chose potatoes because they're funny. And
you're right. They are.
And what I mean is whole potatoes, not French fries, and nothing added, no salt, no no butter, no nothing.
So you had to eat it exactly this, but Penn, you had to eat it exactly the same way every day for 2 weeks?
No, I could eat fingerlings, I could eat sweet potatoes, they could be boiled, they could be baked, but pretty much the same. What you're trying to do is you're trying to change your body. You're trying to, first of all, get rid of eating as entertainment, which you do because potatoes aren't entertaining. You lose it eating socially because no one calls up and goes, hey, man, Pam, I just landed in Vegas. Let's have a potato. And also, and most importantly, you reset your taste buds. You reset your guts. I mean, we are, I don't like to use the word addicted, but we're habituated to salt, sugar, and fat. And 2 weeks of just potatoes means food tastes amazing afterwards. I mean, when I had the first piece of corn after eating potatoes for 2 weeks, it was like candy. It was so sweet and salty and such complicated flavors. We get ourselves, you know, the more salt, sugar, and fat you eat, the more you need. It just keeps building up. We get fatter our whole lives. That's the way we do it in America. And it's not because Americans are stupid. It's because Americans are the first culture that has an abundance of food. We got really good at food. You know, Norman Borlaug and the Green Revolution of the 60s brought us this huge amount of food. And now we have too many calories and have to deal with it. So I lost all this weight on an extremely restricted diet for 3 months. And now I'm down to a diet where I eat everything I want. It's just that what I want has changed. I've made a real deep change in who I am. And trying to lose weight in an easy way or with moderation, I don't know anyone that's worked for. But my friends have all done what I've done, and it's worked for everyone. I'm 17 months and haven't gained a pound.
I stay right at
my target weight.
I like what Penn said a little while ago about, you know, is it going to be easy? No, this is going to be hard. And you know what? That's something we lie to ourselves about. And it should be hard. And we should just stand up and go, this is going to be really tough, but I'm going to do it.
No, it should be easy. It should be where we take a pill and we're instantly skinny. That's what I want.
Well, yeah, that'd be great, but
that's actually not what you want.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you took a pill and you're instantly skinny, you then just slowly put the weight back on. You know, what you really want, what you want desperately
ice cream
is to not deal with temptation ever. And that's where I've gotten. There's no temptation whatsoever.
Okay, so if I do this, if I start this, and I you know, I would, I know you can do any corn or whatever, but I like potatoes, and I'm with you. I think potatoes are funny.
And so they're actually kind of a boring food, which makes them even better for what you're trying to accomplish.
If I go sure. And I do the potato thing for 2 weeks and eat just potatoes, what do I do on the 15th day?
That's why you read the book, dude.
Well, you know, there's you go with you know, whole plants. You go with whole plants, no animal products, you know, no refined grains, extremely low salt, sugar, and oil. You go with salads, which will taste terrific, with no salad dressing, a little bit of vinegar on them or lemon juice. You go with you know, beans, rice, tomatoes, just whole plants. And I want to also stress something very important. If you take medical advice from a Las Vegas magician, you are an idiot and you deserve to die.
All right. I got you.
Can I say something else? I know Penn's here to talk about the book. Can I just say that I think that Fool Us is the best show on TV?
It's phenomenal.
Yes, I'll give you permission to say that.
Okay.
I just want to ask, how did you come up with that idea, or did somebody approach you and say, we want to do another TV show? Because I think it's just such a brilliant thing to have other magicians do tricks and yet still get to have Penn and Teller on every show kind of as the stars. It's crazy to me.
I think it's cool the way you guys, you drop like little, you'll say some composer's name from some sonnet and it works out and they go, oh yeah, you busted
know.
Me.
All right, okay.
Well, what I like to do is I like to have two shows going on, because there's one show, if you want to watch the magic and be blown away and be amazed by it, I don't say anything to ruin that. But if you're a 15-year-old kid who's really into magic and you're really enjoying it, I make sure that you can watch that video again, hear what I say, do Google searches, and find exactly how that trick is done. Well, I'm always trying to give enough information in code that people can learn from our show.
Big D's son actually is doing just that. He's getting pretty good, too.
Yeah, he's 15, and he loves watching those videos, and he's just – it's you're really helping a lot of people, not only with the magic, but with this whole weight loss thing. The book is called
– Are you taking it back to the book?
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's going to be a professional in this joke of a show that we have.
That's what Mormon Radio is, segues.
That's right.
Segues and alliteration. He's doing a fine job.
Thank you. Presto is the book, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear and Other Magical Tales from Penn Jillette. Hey, Penn, thank you for coming on, man. Thank you. Hopefully you can – I don't want to try this, man. I think I'm going to do it.
You should.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to. 2 weeks, it'll
just
be potatoes.
He said you deserve to die.
I deserve to die. Thank you, Penn.
So long. Thanks.